I'm here today with first-time author Jeff Anderson to talk about his upcoming book, Plastic Donuts. Now, Jeff, your book avoids the typical speed bumps that come up in discussions about giving, such as 10% debate and the question of post-tax or pre-tax giving, the straight tithe versus above and beyond giving, the outmoded Old Testament laws versus applicable New Testament principles. What's the guiding value that you feel transcends the familiar list of talking points on giving?
That's a good question, and I think the guiding principle is really this, and it is that our gifts, our financial gifts, they have the power to please God and to get His attention, much like a gift from a child to a father. And because of this view, it causes us to ask deeper questions about how do my gifts please God? How does He really see them? And that's different than how we often think about our gifts. We wonder, what did the church expect? What does our denomination teach? What did my parents teach me? People really want to know, what does God think and what does God see? So it's sort of a mental shift. And because giving is based on a relationship, when people see that, many of the traditional questions go away, like the speed bump questions you mentioned. Many of the questions go away and many new ones surface, and those are the questions that I deal with in the book.
Now, you make the point in Plastic Donuts that the giver determines the gift, but that the gift matters greatly to God. This touches on both the heart of the giver and the heart of God. How does giving connect a person's heart to God's heart?
Well, again, it goes back to the relationship. You know, giving is based on a relationship, and God does give us a choice. He gives us a choice to step into that relationship. And it's sort of like when I bought an engagement ring for my wife, before she was my wife, and I had a choice in a ring. And I went out and I invested my heart and my time and my money in seeking the kind of gift that might tap her heart and delight her heart and get her attention. So that's what it's like when you're giving in relationship, as opposed to, say, when I pay my taxes according to tax tables. My heart is less engaged. My gift is not built around a relationship. It's built around a rule. It's built around a requirement, and it's less from the heart. So, again, it comes back to being in a relationship with God and knowing that He gives us a choice, and also knowing that He sees our gifts differently. He sees our gifts, and not all gifts are the same. And so that gets us wondering, okay, what are the kinds of gifts that will appeal to God?
Now, your book does not teach that giving is a way to convince God to send a blessing or reward, or to get God to intervene in some way in the believer's life. However, you do say that giving gets God's attention. What's the difference between the two?
Yeah, I love that question, and there is a difference, and I think that, one, we have to realize that there are mysteries that we cannot fully understand about God's ways. We know God blesses givers. That's a solid biblical truth. But the question is, do we always experience those blessings in tangible ways? Not always. Are those blessings fully realized while we're here on earth? Not always. Sometimes we will not realize those blessings until eternity. So, because giving requires faith, and if it didn't require faith, there wouldn't be any risk. But because giving requires a measure of faith, that's what tests the relationship, so to speak. And it all comes down to a confident assurance, much like the very faith we trust in for our salvation. We trust in something we cannot see. And giving in a relationship with God is the same way. We're trusting in a relationship that we can't fully see with our eyes and ears, but it's based on faith. So we might experience blessings here, and sometimes we give them ways where we don't. But it comes down to stepping into a relationship with an invisible God and giving in faith, and God sees that. And He gets our attention in certain ways to show that it got His attention. So ultimately it comes down to faith in a God that we can't see, much like we trust Him for salvation, and not in getting a reaction from Him for every deed we do. So that's it's tricky, and it's a mystery, just like a lot of other areas of Christian living are mystery stuff.
Jeff Anderson has been my guest today. He's a brand new author to Waterbrook Multnomah. We've been talking about his upcoming book, Plastic Donuts. Thanks again, Jeff. It's great to talk to you.
You bet. Thank you.